This is Community Close Up, a public affairs presentation. I'm Steve Murphy. Our guest on today's program is Dawn Teal. Dawn is a member of the organizing team for the 13th annual March for Jesus, scheduled for this Saturday, May 16th, on the Burnsville Town Square. Welcome to our program, Dawn. Tell us about the march.
Well, the March for Jesus is this Saturday. It begins at 10:30. We'll have an opening time of prayer and singing, Blessed Be the Tie That Binds, which is represents so much of what the whole March for Jesus, of drawing God's people together. At 11 o'clock, we have the Praise March through the city streets. And this is not a protest. This is a time to take the joy of knowing Jesus out into the streets. It's a nice, easy walk, considering our mountains. We picked a gentle walk that everyone can do. It takes about 20 minutes to walk it, and we sing songs as we go. The songs are all prayers, and so it is a powerful time to sing those prayers and walk together in unity. Then we come back to the town square. We have some more time of music, and we have special prayer leaders. We have pastors from around the city and from our two counties, both Mitchell and Yancey County, that will be leading and helping to draw the body of Christ together. Then we have a time of the children's choir, which is different youth standing together and singing. And then the hymn sing, where we sing the traditional songs of the church. Then we will have a free picnic at 1 o'clock. And that's a wonderful time, and everyone is invited for the picnic. And after the picnic, then we'll have just a time of enjoying praise music and fellowshipping.
I know there's always a need to march for Jesus. Is this year needed more than in the past?
Oh, it surely is. You know, with so many of the difficulties going on, we get very sidetracked and we forget to keep our focus on the things of God. And we more than ever need to come together as a body of Christ and stand there to sing praises to God, because only God can turn things around in our nation. When we truly do walk by faith and put our trust in Him, we get our eyes off of these other things. And more than ever, we as the body of Christ need to stand together. We strengthen each other, and we build a hedge of protection around our city. The Word of God tells us that when we stand together praying and praising, that He is the one who wins the battles for us. And surely there are many battles to be won in our city, as we see many things going on with our youth.
The March for Jesus isn't just a Burnsville march, is it? It's worldwide, right?
It is worldwide, and there have been marches for Jesus in over 200 countries. There has been 15,000 in attendance in England. In Burnsville, we had over 300 people last year.
A lot of churches participating, right?
Yes, we've had churches from both Mitchell and Yancey County, and that is as it should be. It's a time when the body of Christ stands together.
Dawn, what does the March for Jesus mean to you?
Mm-hmm. It is my heart. It is everything. It's what God poured into me. It surely was nothing I ever planned or expected, but the love of God was poured into me. And the message that His Word gives to me tells me to go and to tell others and to pull people together for this celebration, not because it's my heart, but it's the heart that God put into me. I believe that it's everything of what God's Word says is for, it says how pleasant and how wonderful for God's people to dwell together in unity. It is powerful. It is the very things that we cannot do alone. You know, a little fire, if you have each little ember standing apart, it will begin to burn out. But when you pull all those embers together and get a blaze going, the power of God's love that has touched and changed my life is what I believe when we come together on that day. It's powerful. It excites me. It's like giving a Christmas gift to the Lord. It's a wonderful time. It's a celebration. Sometimes I find it hard to put it all into words of how great it is, but I've seen the power of it touching other people's lives. When I first marched over in Asheville, it is not a protest. It is a celebration. And when I saw people that didn't know the Lord standing on the street corners with tears in their eyes, because as they saw us walk through the streets and singing songs, it touched their lives. It changed them. And I can do that. I can walk through the streets of my city and sing praises to God in hopes that it touches and changes the lives of others that do not know Him.
Thank you, Dawn Teal, for joining us today. The 13th Annual March for Jesus is coming up this Saturday, May 16th, on Burnsville Town Square. The program begins at 10:30. Again, our thanks to Dawn Teal for joining us. For Community Close-Up, I'm Steve Murphy.